Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning on a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Plenty of sunshine. Great weather. Going to be in the 90s, I think, today and tomorrow. Little chance of spotty thunder showers, but it shouldn't be a washout. Before we get into our day, let's take a little time to do business. Max Marina is our sponsor this half hour. 734-449-4706. Max Marina is located on 9876 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, right on the lake. And it's the only full-service marina on the lake. They have marine repair as well as slips. They're all booked up for the season, however. But they also do boat rentals and jet ski rentals. And it's a great way to get out on the lake. Check it out. Whitmore Lake is a beautiful lake. All sports, plenty of room for skiing, sailing, fishing. It's just a great, great lake. We have a lot of fishing tournaments out there, too. So if you get a chance, check out Whitmore Lake. But you can go to maxmarina.com, M-A-C-S-M-A-R-I-N-A, maxmarina.com, and check it out. I get my boat service there. I have them store my boat in the winter. So they do a great job. And give them a call, 734-449-4706. Well, thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. As always, you can reach me at gary@thedailydrift.com and send me an email if you have some comments or you don't want to get on the air. If you do want to get on the air, feel free to call 734-822-1600 and give me your opinion on whatever. If it's something we're talking about, that's fine. If it's something you want to bring up, that's fine too. So as always, love to have you call in. Now, a lot of listeners are starting to listen on the internet, www.wamradio.com. Now, that's really the best way to listen to Wham Radio. It's clear as a bell. You can get it anywhere in the world on the World Wide Web, www.wamradio.com. It's the newest, most technologic way to listen to Wham Radio. So we've got a lot going on this week, and I put on the Daily Drift plenty of links to stories that you need to be kept appraised of. And one was a press release from Michigan Capcom, the Mackinac Center. Bill Schuette, our Attorney General for the state of Michigan, has finally ended the dues-skimming scheme of SEIU on Michigan healthcare workers. Now, you've heard me talk about it before. Jennifer Granholm, not Granholm, I called her Granholm, put together a scheme that took all the independent contractors that were healthcare workers, helping the elderly, the sick, the disabled, and was taking part of their paychecks for union dues, even though none of them, most of them didn't know about it. They were kind of shanghaied into this. Public Act 76 of 2012 was signed by our Governor Rick Snyder a few weeks back, and it made it explicit that home health aides are not public employees. You shouldn't have to tell them that they're not. They already knew they weren't. Somebody needed to tell Jennifer Granholm that they weren't. And an early version of this legislation was introduced by Representative Opsommer, and it was passed, but they were still getting the money, and nobody would do anything about it. Well, finally, Bill Schuette, thank you very much, Mr. Schuette, that's a great job, has ended this. He put a binding opinion letter together on Friday, and it will now stop. The $30 million is already gone. That's how much SEIU got out of this. You want to talk about special interest, a little gift to the special interest? That's what Jennifer Granholm did. She gave $30 million out of people's funds for the unions. It was outlawed a few weeks back, but $680,000 continued to be skimmed out. Now, that's ridiculous. How do you pass a law and then allow it to not take effect until the Attorney General has to step in? That's crazy. Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center cautioned that the SEIU is trying to pass a constitutional amendment to allow the union to once again designate home health care providers as government employees and revive its lucrative revenue stream through coerced dues. Now, that's you're going to be seeing that coming around. People are going to be asking you to sign a petition to put this on the ballot. And you have to be aware that this is not good for the state of Michigan. It's certainly not good for independent contractors. And if it passes, who else are they going to drag into the union? It's ridiculous, and it's dangerous. Dangerous for the state, and certainly dangerous for your own pocketbook. So if you see this petition circulating somewhere, tell them no thank you, and say it very loud so that other people around you understand that it's not something they should be signing either. Don't be afraid to confront these people and ask them why they want to steal money from people, because that's what they do. They're stealing money out of people's pocketbooks. So I was at a little get-together last night, and actually this was from County Commissioner Dan Smith, gave me a bumper sticker from somebody he knows, State Rep Kevin Daly. And I laughed for about 5 minutes. It's a bumper sticker with a cow on it, and it says, "Milk cows, not taxpayers." That's from Kevin Daly, state rep. I don't know where his district is, but boy, he's got a good sense of humor. But I love it. Milk cows, not taxpayers, because that's what the Democrats do. All right, moving on. The House GOP is on the verge of surrendering to the Michigan Education Association. Now, you can catch this link at the Daily Drift. I put this up every day for you. Go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. And click on the Daily Drift, and you'll see stories from Michigan Capital Confidential. This one's by Jack McHugh. Thanks to House Republicans, a major House pension reform passed by the state Senate last week could be undone. As reported by CapCon, senators defied government employee unions by voting to close the chronically underfunded defined benefit school pension system to new employees starting in 2013. If the House follows through, this would be arguably the most transformational state budget reform since Governor John Engler signed a similar measure for state workers back in 96. That measure has saved $4.3 billion in unfunded liabilities since then. $4.3 billion. That's huge. If the House fails to pass this, every new school employee hired going forward represents a new taxpayer liability that will not be extinguished during the lifetime of those of us listening to this. It's the pension system, folks. That's where it adds up. It's cumulative. It's one of those cumulative effects that just keeps growing and growing because people live longer nowadays. A defined benefit program, pension program, is designed so that you put in money and you will get out how much you put in. A defined contribution states you're going to get this no matter what. And that's what teachers are getting right now. You're going to get this no matter what. So if we have another recession 10 years from now and things get bad again, those people are still going to get money that we don't have to give them. You have to stay on a defined pension or defined benefit. They'll get what they put in plus some, but you're not going to keep getting and getting and getting when it's not there. You have to put into the system. Chuck Moss, a Republican out of Birmingham, appears to be he's the head of the Appropriations Committee. He's the chairman. He appears to be willing to give into the state's largest government employee union a victory. This is unconscionable. This is something you can fix. You can get online, and you can call Chuck Moss's office. You can call Mark Wimmett's office. You can call Cindy Denby's office. You can call Bill Rogers' office. You need to get in and leave the messages, call them, tell them you want this passed. Now, we've said before that when you have control of the Senate, the governor, and the House of Representatives in the state, you need to be making some bold moves. You may not get reelected. People may be angry about it. You may have a recall effort. But you have to make the bold moves. It's time for us to get active and take back. You know, if you have time to make a phone call to your friend, you certainly have time to make a phone call to your state rep. Leave a message. Leave an email. If you go to currentonline.com, down at the bottom of the front first page there, I have all the emails and phone numbers of your local state reps and state senators. Use that. You can go to GaryWellings.com, my personal website. I've got it all there, too. It's that easy. Make a phone call. Program that phone number into your cell phone and become an activist. Let's take back our country and do what we need to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our show and enjoy our Memorial Day. See you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com. And in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Yeah, and welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning, Memorial Day weekend. How many people actually work on Memorial Day weekend? You know, did you work, do any chores yesterday, Derek? Yeah, we had this little discussion last night, too. How many of us actually do chores? I got my first burn of the season yesterday. My face is red as a, well, it looks like red carpeting at this point. I was out fixing the dock that some bonehead had messed up, and it was cloudy. I didn't think I would get burned, but I guess that's a lesson to learn. So, but how many people actually work? Is it a real holiday vacation when you're doing all these chores, fixing the house, cleaning the house, putting the boats in, taking the boats out? I don't know. maybe it's time for me to find, maybe we should go away for vacation instead of sticking around the house. Anyways, let's get back to work here. A reality check. Is teacher pay so low they cannot eat and have a life? Now, at the CapCon, Tom Gantert, I always mispronounce his name, wrote an article in response to something he had heard. Rockford Public High School teacher Craig Beach wrote a column for MLive in which he alleged Republican lawmakers are ruining the teacher's profession and talked about a colleague's daughter's view on teacher's pay. Beach quoted the woman, criticizing the teacher's teaching profession's extremely low pay. She said, "I want to eat and have a life." Now, a first-year teacher at Rockford with a bachelor degree would have a starting salary of $37,184. It's a nice starting salary. If you had a master's degree, it bumps you up about 40 G's. And according to Payscale.com's 2012 annual survey of undergrad college degrees, starting median salaries, the first-year teaching salary of $37,000 is on par with a human resources degree of $37,000 and a biology degree of $37,000. Median starting salaries for degrees in fashion design are $36,000. Healthcare administration, $36,000. Hotel management, $36,000. Public relations, $35,000. So a starting salary for a teacher is a living wage. Excuse me. I don't know what this young... Is that what's going on with youth today? If I'm not making $100,000 a year, I'm not working. I'm going to go hang out at the park and protest about you fat cats making that kind of money after you've been working all your lives. A first-year teacher wouldn't stay at that low salary for at that alleged low salary for very long. The average teacher's salary in Rockford School District is $62,351, according to the Michigan Department of Education. Now, $62,000 is fat money, as far as I'm concerned. That's good money. It's more than what I make, by far. Leon Drolet, president of the Michigan Taxpayers Alliance, agreed the young woman should not be right for that teaching position. She should not be hired. If she can't eat and live on $50,000 a year, she better go find a better job. But obviously, from the pay scale, she's probably not. Fashion design, $36,000 a year. Who knew? Maybe I should have gone into that. Maybe I'd dress better. Mr. Beach didn't respond to a request by Tom Gannert asking for a comment. Of course he wouldn't. He knows he'd look like a fool. I mean, come on. I'm not saying teachers don't work hard. They do. Teachers work very hard. Most of them. I mean, there are a few bad eggs in every profession. What we're saying, what we're hammering on, is the pensions. The defined benefit is what needs to be changed. Get a defined contribution and take that unfunded liability out of the equation. Then there'll probably be more money in the coffers to pay teachers more. You know, you help yourself by helping me. Help you to help me. Well, let's move on. I don't want to beat up on teachers anymore. The teachers, remember, it's the teachers' unions I'm beating on, not the teachers. I love teachers. I have some very good teachers. All right. Let's talk about Governor Walker. Now, his election is coming up, the recall election is coming up pretty quick here. They've already started the, people are already voting absentee ballot and whatnot. And the polls are showing that he's ahead in the recall, 50% to 42. Despite a massive outpouring of support and cash from unions, that's very true. The unions are pouring every dime they can muster, every dime of your dues, I may add. So if you're a union guy, paying dues down there at GM, Chrysler, wherever, your money's going directly to Wisconsin. It's not going to help you any. It's going to Wisconsin to try and get this Governor Walker recalled. Instead of putting that money in the bank for you guys, they're spending it in Wisconsin. A recent poll indicates that things may not be going so well for Tom Barrett, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's recall rival. According to the new survey, the much maligned enemy of unions and assaulter of working family leads his challenger by 50 to 42 of those likely to vote in the June 5th election. The same poll also shows Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney trailing President Obama by 36 points. Now, that's a conundrum in and of itself. If you love Scott Walker and you're going to vote for him for the good things he's done, why would you vote for Barack Obama, who wants to do everything the opposite? These independent voters, you got to think straight, think clearly. Don't go nuts on me. What are some of the specific findings of this poll? 49% of all adults surveyed approve of President Obama's performance, while 45% disapprove. I can't believe anybody would still think Obama's doing a good job. You know, when I hear, my kid wanted me to do this. He says, Daddy, every time I hear Mr. Obama speak, I hear this. You know what I mean? Kid's toy. And that's the way I feel now, too. 72% favor new requirements on public sector workers to contribute more to their own pensions. That's fair. That's paying your fair share. When you hear Obama talk about paying your fair share, he's not talking about government employees paying their fair share. He's talking about us paying more to pay them. That's not fair. 71% favor government employees paying 12% of their own health care premiums, as opposed to 6%. Well, in the private marketplace, we pay 12 to 20% of our own health care. Some of us pay more. I know a lot of people paying 50% of their health care dues. The poll shows many in Wisconsin favor Governor Walker's reforms. And the survey indicates some taxpayers don't think Governor Walker was wide-sweeping enough. I don't think he was wide-sweeping enough. I think he was pretty moderate, frankly, but that's me. I could go more through these, but I won't. It's a good survey. You can go to currentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and you will see the links there. You can look through that yourself. But to prove those people right, that 72% that are in favor of that, an analysis finds that Wisconsin's Act 10 is saving taxpayers big money. While a lightning rod for controversy and recall, Wisconsin's Act 10, passed by Walker, has paid significant dividends to taxpayers, according to a new analysis by the Beacon Hill Institute for Public Policy. It curbed collective bargaining for most unionized public employees, and on the whole has saved taxpayers more than, wait, $1 billion, according to economic impacts of the Wisconsin Budget Repair Act. This study is slated for release this week by Beacon Hill. What the analysis found is that without the law, which in part requires covered public employees to contribute more and holds wage increases to the rate of inflation, the Badger State government would have been forced to raise taxes or make deep job cuts to meet the expenses. As it was, Governor Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature pushed through reforms and reductions that filled a $3.6 billion budget shortfall. They had $3.6 billion to fix. This act did it. And now it's already paying off. In that short amount of time, $1 billion. So that tells you, this is what needs to be done. If you get a chance, go look for Scott Walker's campaign and give him $5. Try and help him fight these union knuckleheads who are trying to throw this guy out of office for doing the right thing. The measure drew the ire of organized labor in the Democratic Party, with tens of thousands of protesters packing the Capitol. Now, we all remember that. People blocking, threatening, screaming, all kinds of stuff, dragging our children out of school to go protest. I want my kid in school learning something, not learning how to vandalize and abuse people. The Beacon Institute analysis argues that the law may have been controversial or even divisive, but there is no disputing its benefit to taxpayers. Did I just say divisive, Derek? I think my wife yells at me. She says, say divisive, not divisive. I'm not sure. If somebody knows, if there's an English teacher around, call me, 734-822-1600. I'd like to know that one. The cost-saving measures prevented painful tax increases and prevented the economy from slowing even further. There have been numerous reports from the media of school districts and municipalities that have balanced their budgets or hired more educators by employing the so-called tools of Act 10. Municipalities will realize an annual cost savings of between $775 million and $1.2 billion, according to analysis. Now, that's huge. That's legislation that works. This is the kind of things that we need to be doing here in Michigan. Now, I know Governor Snyder is a little soft. That's why I call him Rhino Rick sometimes. But again, you need to act. Our legislators, our governor will not act unless you get your voice out there, and it's so easy to do. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. NATO looking into allegations of a botched airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Afghan authorities say 8 civilians died, 6 of them children.
It is in an area where NATO forces, particularly the Americans in that area, have been battling the Haqqani network, which is a particularly daring and efficient insurgent network based in the north of Pakistan that has been managing to conduct attacks right inside Kabul.
Sky News reporter Sam Kiley in Kabul. The cleanup after the storm in La Crosse, Kansas, after a tornado tore through.
It scared me. I've never been that scared in my life. But now it's the fun part of cleaning up.
Parts of the southeast in for a dousing with subtropical storm Beryl barreling toward the Georgia-Florida coast due tonight. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Hope Clinic Hoopla will take place Saturday, June 16th, beginning at 5 p.m. The event will be held at Dawn Farm, 6633 Stony Creek Road in Ypsilanti. All are invited for a delicious barbecue and music by local bluegrass favorites, the RFD Boys. For more information or to purchase a ticket, which is $50 per guest, call 734-484-2989. All proceeds benefit Hope Clinic. The Detroit Institute of Arts will offer free general admission to active military personnel and their families, military ID holder, and 5 immediate family members from Memorial Day, May 28th to Labor Day, September 3rd, as part of the Blue Star Museums program. To learn more, visit www.dia.org. A diagnosis of Alzheimer's or related dementia is likely not the life path one envisions. The best way to face this disease is to continue to enjoy life. The Alzheimer's Association Early Stage Social Engagement Program offers a fun and comfortable way for people in the early stage of the disease to get out, get active, and get connected with like individuals through a variety of community-based activities and social events. To learn more, call 800-272-3900 or visit alz.org/MGLC. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
On the air right now talking with Dick Morris, author of the new book, Screwed. Do we even have a chance to win this election?
Not just a chance. I don't think Obama has a chance to win it.
Is Obama going to get more radical and align himself with what he really believes publicly?
More radical. There are two ways to win this election. Go after the swing voters in the middle or go to the extreme.
Don't miss the ClarkCast. Live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift. Let's move on to one of my favorite people to talk about, Warren Buffett. Billionaire Warren Buffett. Now, remember, these links are all at The Current Online, which is my sponsor this half hour, The Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, that Current Newspaper, currentonline.com. You can get all the information you need to advertise with us. Great publication. We have quintupled. That means grown 5 times our size in the last 5 years. So if you want to grow your business like we grow ours, Get hold of Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. And that's where the Wham pages come in. We have 8 pages of Wham material every month for you to peruse. Great articles. If you love the people you hear on this station, you'll love reading the Wham pages, Main Street, in the current newspaper. I'm choking here. Okay, so 734-323-0777. Get hold of Sam. We deliver to 30,000 homes and drop off another 5,000. So, and we do that via the U.S. Post Office. So we're doing our part to prop up the United States Post Office. And while I'm at that, we've discovered that while delivering the newspapers, the plethora of regulations and paperwork you have to do to mail through the U.S. Post Office with bulk mail is incredible. Congressman Wahlberg, if you're out there listening, make sure you get hold of the Postmaster General and tell him to make it easier for us. If you want more money pouring into the post office, you got to cut the regulations and the paperwork. You're killing us. The time is just that we have to put in is outrageous. If you want the post office to succeed, get rid of all that excess paperwork that makes absolutely no sense. Sorry, I have to say that. Okay, so we're going to move on. Warren Buffett says free news may be unsustainable and may add more papers. Now, if it's unsustainable, why are you buying more newspapers, Warren? Free news is not unsustainable. You know, when the internet was developed, it was Pandora's box breaking wide open. There was good with it and there was bad with it. Sure, there's all kinds of scamming, hacking, porn stuff that you have to deal with on the internet. But there was a good thing that came out of it as well. Information. The free access to information. The business model for newspapers, news shows, anything. You can't, and I think Glenn Beck even gets this wrong. Subscription radio and internet and TV doesn't work. That's the old school model. That's old school thinking. When somebody can go on the internet and get everything they want for free, they can get that news for free. Why are they going to pay you for it? This needs to be done. It's really old fashioned. I'll give you the news for free. People are going to read me, listen to me, spend time with me, and then I'll have advertisers who want their message slipped in as well. That's the process. That's the model that works. This subscription nonsense doesn't work, and that's why papers are folding all over this country. We've seen it right here in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor News, gone. Became this AnnArbor.com, which is mostly web but prints twice a week. We print 30,000 papers. We're growing. We're a community-based paper. We keep community involvement. That's what it takes. Warren Buffett is buying newspapers. Now, that scares me. He bought 63. He struck a deal this month to acquire 63 newspapers, and he may buy more publication as the industry rethinks whether to offer free content on the internet. Why would you want to keep information from people? You know they're not going to butch up and get subscription. They'll just go somewhere else, and somebody else will pay for it. If you go to thedailydrift.com at currentonline.com, you will see that a lot of the news links I give you are from overseas. Reuters, however you pronounce it. The Daily Telegraph in the UK. Stuff from Australia. Because you know what? You get more honest reporting from overseas about American issues than you do from your own established American news media. They're so liberally biased, it's become propaganda. You can't even hear stories. We talked about Joe Arpaio last week. Never made it to the big papers. Because he's beating up on Obama a little bit? Because he's asking questions? We're going to ignore you. That's what the liberal media does. And I think, frankly, that's what Warren Buffett wants to do. He wants to take more and more of these newspapers and either shut them down or control the content of them. I'm not saying our newspaper's not for sale. Give me $1 billion, Warren. I'll sell my newspaper. You have to have free news. I think that model that, you know, he's an 81-year-old guy. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And, you know, he's one of the largest shareholders of the Washington Post, the WAPO. That's about as liberal as they come, that newspaper. It's crazy. So anyways, beware of your local papers being bought up by Warren Buffett. Now, there was a lot of stories this week about Obama beating up on Romney for being at Bain Capital. And I was going to do track one on that, Warren Buffett, but we're going to skip that. So we're going to move on, Derek. Let's go to track two, Derek.
Yesterday, the Obama administration began trashing Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital, private equity firm. Let's watch.
They made as much money off it as they could, and they closed it down. They filed for bankruptcy without any concern for the families or the communities.
It was like a vampire. They came in and sucked the life out of us.
So, Kim, while the campaign was launching that ad, what was the president up to?
President was deciding that not all private equity partners are created equal. There are those like Mr. Romney that his campaign are going to say are terrible blights on humanity. And then there are those who can donate to his own campaign. And he was on Monday night up at the Manhattan home of a guy named Tony James. He happens to be the president of Blackstone, which is the largest private equity player in the United States. Mr. James was hosting a giant fundraiser for the president's reelection campaign, and no doubt in attendance were going to be many private equity players.
Okay, so that was Kim Strassel, who wrote an article on vampire capitalism and basically dishing on this nonsense that Obama's spewing right now into media, TV, internet, radio. It's okay, I guess, for the hypocrite in chief to take money from venture capitalists and private equity firms, but not those that give money to Romney. Those are the bad guys. You know, the hypocrisy is outrageous. It's incredible that this man can say what he says and get away with it in public. And nobody calls him on it. You're blaming Mitt Romney for being in a private equity firm, for walking into companies. He saved. You don't hear anyone talking about the number of jobs he saved, the number of companies that were reorganized and saved from going under. All you hear about is a few, and it was a few. His record is great. Unlike this company called Blackstone that is a friend of Obama's because they give him money. When Bain bought, let's get the real story behind this steel mill, which is the that commercial is based on. When Bain bought the Kansas City mill in 93, steel was in a scene of carnage. Now, I'll remember this. The steel industry in 93 was going right down the toilet. Global players, overseas, Chinese steel, cheap Japanese steel, were pouring out cheap products, and America's high-cost steel plants just couldn't compete. The industry had lost 200,000 jobs in the preceding years. In 1992 alone, the six largest U.S. steel mills lost a combined $3 billion. Armco, the company Bain would buy the plant from, would lose $641 million in 1993 alone. That company was going down. The market had already tanked. Steel mills were closing out. People were losing jobs anyway. This had nothing to do with Bain. Bain was coming in trying to save it. The Kansas City plant itself was dying. At its 1970 height, it employed 4,500 people. By the late 80s, it was down to 1,000. And the year before its acquisition, Armco had already laid off another 75. Its equipment was old. It faced fierce competition. It was going out of business. A vice president of the business at the time, B.C. Hustleton, told us that in 1990, Armco CEO held a meeting. He told us, look, we either try to sell it or we've got to shut it down. They had already shut down another Kansas City plant. So they were already planning on shutting down. Bain was coming in trying to do something to help save some jobs. The strategy worked for a time when Bain came in. They had two product lines, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to go into that. And then came the tsunami of the 1990s, which saw even more cheap steel coming from overseas. Now, that's a problem with government. They could have put some tariffs on that to protect our steel industry. They chose not to. By 1997, the union dug in. It was on strike. It was shooting bottle rockets at the guards. Labor costs spiked. And by 99, they were reporting $3 billion in losses. In 2001, it would become one of the 31 steel companies that went bankrupt from 1993 to 2003. Mr. Romney left Bain in 1999, so he didn't shut it down. He was gone already. And yet Obama wants to take this information into a commercial, and it's totally untrue. Let's go to track three, Derek. Oh, do we have time now? We'll do it after the break. We'll do it after the break. We'll see you on the other side.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham! Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The Yellow Pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham! Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham! Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham! Talk 1600.
Warm breezes are in the air, and that means it's time to get your air conditioner checked and in working order before we're in the midst of a heat wave. Kelly Brothers services all makes and models and installs the best high-efficiency air conditioners available. They'll make sure your unit is ready to keep you cool and comfortable this summer. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-462-6266. You can also find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600.
Yeah! Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey kids, stay around, inviting you to hang with me on the Bone Conduction Music Show. Not only do we have the wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial-strength rhythm and blues, but we have over $7 billion in cash prizes. Coming your way right here, it's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, and welcome back. I've got a lot to try and get through here, so I'm going to kind of pick up the pace a little bit. We were talking about the hypocrisy of the president taking money from private equity at the same time he's slamming Romney for being a private equity guy. And nobody hits it better on the head than Paul Ryan. I love this guy. Hope he runs for president someday. Here's him on Fox News dishing Austin Goolsbee, who was a former financial advisor for the president. Let's roll with track three, Derek.
Over the records and let people see what the business record was. Don't just pick two or three companies that are the success stories and say, look at these, because that invites, well, let's look at the ones that went wrong. In this case, the company did horribly, but the investors did great. So I think it's a little bit different than a normal investor philosophy, which is if we can turn the company around in a positive way, we benefit. This was a case where they canceled the pensions, they drove the company into the ground, but the investors from Bain actually profited a great deal.
Let me follow up with Congressman Ryan, because the Obama campaign says the point of Romney Economics is to make money for Bain, to make money for their investors, even if all the workers get wiped out. And in this particular case of the steel mill in Kansas City, the workers, that plant went bankrupt. The 750 workers were laid off, and Bain did make millions of dollars in profits.
You know what's ironic about this, Chris? Mitt Romney was running the Olympics during this time. He wasn't even running Bain during the time period in question. I think the individual, if I'm not mistaken, who was running Bain is a big Obama contributor. But more to the point, Chris, what Bain did was they used private capital to try and help struggling businesses. What President Obama is doing is he's gambling with taxpayer money and giving money to corporate contributors, to campaign contributors like Solyndra, and he's losing taxpayer money. So what we have with the Obama administration is this crony capitalism, this corporate welfare, where President Obama thinks it's right that we take taxpayer dollars to give to private companies and take bets on these private companies. That's wrong. What is right is a private sector that you have rich capital. You put capital in businesses, whether they're struggling or not, to try and grow those businesses. Some succeed, some don't. On the net, when Mitt Romney ran Bain, they were very successful. They created thousands of jobs, great success stories. But more to the point, we don't think the government should be in the position of picking winners and losers in the economy, which is the result.
And that's the point. The government should not be picking winners and losers. Stay out of it. You don't do anything right. You don't do anything efficient. You don't do anything that makes sense. Now, you heard Congressman Ryan say the guy that was running Bain Capital, running the steel mill for Bain Capital when they went under wasn't Romney. He was already gone. He was running the Olympics. The guy that was running that he mentioned, Jonathan Levine, a big Obama supporter. Absolutely. And you can Google him up, and you'll see how much money he's actually given to Mr. Obama's campaign. So it's disingenuous. And frankly, Obama knows this. So he's just flat out lying to you. The facts are there. If I can find him and you can find him on the internet, you don't think Obama and his advisors know? They're just spreading past it. They're lying to you. This is all more smoke and mirrors. We talk about this every week. The lies coming out of this administration's campaign is a disgrace. And this is what American people have to listen to? Don't buy it. Don't listen to it anymore. It's perfectly fine for Obama to take money from Blackstone. Now, you want to talk about a private equity firm? Blackstone's record compared to Bain's is terrible. And yet, you heard Kim Strassel talk about him going to a $36,000 per plate dinner that they were throwing for Mr. Obama to raise money for him. So who's the real bad guy when it comes to taking money and supporting private equity firms, private equity raiders like Blackstone? That's Obama. Obama's the big 1% guy stealing money from the workers, not Romney. The other thing Paul said in that little snippet was that Obama is doing it with your money. He's doing the same thing. Instead of private equity, it's public equity. It's your money. He's a public equity raider. He's raiding the bank of the government to give money to people like this, A123 Systems right here in Michigan. In SEC filings, A123 Systems raises substantial doubt on the company's ability to continue. This is a company that builds batteries for electric cars right here in the state of Michigan. They've laid off a buttload of people over the last year, despite the fact that they're getting tons of money from the federal government and from the state government. How do you do that? These green energy firms, Solyndra, Ecotality, A123, all these systems, all these companies are getting money handed to them, but they're not succeeding. They're going out of business. 734-822-1600, if you got a call. I'd be happy to get your views on this subject. I'm mad as all Dickens about it. You can hear me getting mad. It's absolute nonsense that Obama can get away with his lies when he's taking your money and giving it to the wealthy. That's what he's doing, his wealthy contributors. It's okay for him to do that if they vote for him and he can give them a little payola. That's what it comes down to. Let's move on. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada, says the Senate won't talk about tax cuts until after the election. He doesn't want you to know that he's going to say no to the tax cuts. He wants to raise taxes. He wants to let the Bush tax cuts expire. He won't even talk about it in the Senate until after the election. Why? Because he wants to get reelected. That's unconscionable. It's the same reason the Senate refuses to pass a budget. Well over 1,000 days now. Debbie Stabenow has not passed a budget in well over 1,000 days. Is she doing her job? No, she is not. Are you going to vote for her? I hope not. In the primary, pick someone who you can run against Debbie and vote for them. You need to get out and campaign for anybody but Debbie. We need a new U.S. senator out of the state of Michigan. Debbie is not it. For the Senate to say they're not going to take up this tax problem is unconscionable. I can't even read any more of it. It's making me disgusted. Okay, so here's another bit of hypocrisy. You heard the Obama administration and Joe Biden over the last few weeks on this show talking about how Romney's out of touch on foreign policy. Romney's not out of touch on foreign policy. The man's dead on, frankly, when he talks about Russia. They are still basically the old Soviet Union. Nothing has changed. Putin's now the president. He was a big KGB guy back under Gorbachev. Now he's running the show. He was running the show as the KGB before. Russia tested a new long-range missile on Wednesday that should improve its ability to penetrate missile defense systems. In Moscow's latest warning to Washington, they're thinking of deploying a missile shield in Europe. The ICBM was successfully launched from, plus, I'm going to just forget the name on this one. I can't pronounce those Russian names, in northwestern Russia. And its dummy warhead landed on a target in the Kamchatka Peninsula on the Pacific coast. That's huge. That's like intercontinental. Well, it is. It's intercontinental. This new missile is expected to improve Russia's offensive arsenal, including by increasing the capability to overcome those defense systems being degraded in Western Europe by NATO. Russia opposes the missile shield that the United States and NATO are deploying in Europe. Probably not so much that they care about Russia anymore. But they're certainly worried about Iran. The news this morning, breaking news, Iran has enough uranium to do 5 atomic bombs. You think a missile shield is needed now? I'd say so. So Romney gets it right on foreign policy, too. It's not just a domestic issue. Here's another little bit of breaking news for you. This week, it was announced by the Wall Street Journal, half of U.S. lives in households getting benefits. 49.1% of the population in the United States live in a household where at least one member received some type of government benefit in the first quarter of 2011. How's that? for an economy running really good. You can thank Mr. Obama for that, too. Half of the households getting government dole. All right, folks, that's all we can get through this week. We'll see you next week. Fight the good fight. Get out there and campaign for those people who know how to save this country. And we'll see you next week.